You know, as a parent, we all know, I mean, you all work in this. You all are the ones who are talking with parents and families. They're scared of what their loved one's life looks like after they're gone. They put it off. They come to you at the last minute. They come to you after the last minute. And so letters of intent and encouraging families to do this, whether or not they are actually using your services or not, I'm going to put this up on our website because I think letters of intent are so important. The ARC of the United States, and I think I put this in my presentation last year, but they have a Center for Future Planning. There were some ideas behind that and what that was going to look like. But one of the things that they really did develop was kind of a toolkit for families to use. And I mirrored a lot of this letter of intent from that. That's a good place to also recommend families to start and go to. So I am first going to talk about some folks who are sort of a mishmash of people that we've come across in the pooled trust. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about who they are, things that are useful for me to know, some things that are not useful for me to know, and then just kind of go through what I think is really useful for a trustee to know when we're administering a trust for a person with a disability. At the Master Pooled Trust, so the ARC of Texas, we focus on advocacy for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. But as a trust, we serve people with all disabilities. So, and the trustees out here in the room, the care managers out here in the room, they can relate in that, you know, you need to know a little bit about the folks that you're serving to be able to serve them well, to really be able to use the Special Needs Trust to improve the quality of life for that individual. And as Steve said, and as I know other folks are going to talk about, and Leah is going to talk about tomorrow at lunch, quality of life is really what special needs trusts are about. And so this information that we're going to talk about really is about how to use the funds, use our distribution ability to be able to improve the quality of life for that individual. Oftentimes, people who are in the lives of people with disabilities are really about keeping them safe and healthy. But safe and healthy also includes quality of life. If you don't have a quality of life, you are not going to be healthy. You are not going to have a healthy state of mind. You're probably not going to have a healthy lifestyle. You're not going to be as healthy as you could be if you actually have a good quality of life. I'm sure we've all been there at some point in our life where you're like, yeah, I got to change something because it's just not right now. And so I really want to focus on letters of intent as being a tool for trustees to help improve the quality of life for individuals. So I want to start with Daniel. Daniel is a future beneficiary of a Master Pooled Trust subaccount. He loves video games, plays them all the time. He lives with some roommates in an HCS group home, and the staff is around pretty much all of the time. He's very, very protective of his parents. He loves his parents. He wants to make sure that nothing bad happens to them. He happens to believe that his parents are very poor. His parents are not very poor, but they have allowed him to have this idea because it sort of helps to protect him in some of his own ideas. He's a people pleaser. He loves people. And he really wants to make people happy who are around him. He is on the autism spectrum. He has oppositional defiant disorder. He takes things very, very literally. If he hears the word no, it is going to cause a very difficult situation for him and the folks around him. It can cause real anger, and he demonstrates his feelings through his actions, which can include, you know, hurting people, hurting himself, destroying things. And so his family is very good at really helping to teach both the staff and anyone else in his life how to sort of say things in a little bit different way to be able to avoid the word no, you know, later, sometime, in the future, those sort of things. One of the things that Daniel really wants, y'all, I mean, he is dead set on getting a time machine. A time machine is what he wants. And if you tell him, no, you can't get a time machine because they don't exist, he is not going to be happy. And this is a situation that his mom dealt with. And when she and I sat down and we were talking and, you know, she was like, this is really a difficult situation for him. And so she was able to discuss with him about how there were some scientists who were working on creating a time machine. They were not done yet. She gave him a sort of time frame of at least 8 years it was going to take for them to make this, but they were working on it. And as soon as one was available, they would get it for him. So it was never the word no. She never said, no, you absolutely can't have this. It was, here's how I'm going to sort of kick this can down the road. This is information that I want to know. I know it sounds ridiculous, a time machine. Like, really, this guy wants a time machine and I need to know this? Yes, I need to know that information. Because if he calls me, if someone in his life calls me, if I am talking with a care manager who is going to go and interact with him and help him figure out the things that he needs in his life, then I need to know about this time machine. Because somebody needs to know not to tell him that, no, you're never going to get a time machine. I mean, maybe time machines really will exist one day. Maybe they already do and we're just all, you know, pretending they don't. I mean, Bill and Ted, obviously. That, how did that come back, by the way? I don't know. Have y'all seen the commercials with Bill and Ted? I'm like, I go and put this in my slideshow, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing Bill and Ted commercials. So anyway, maybe it was fortuitous. I don't know. So that's Daniel. And I'll talk about Daniel a little bit down the road as well.